Hi, it's Jim. Welcome in to this teaching, which right now is titled Secrets and Keys to Walking with God Almighty. And I just want to share with you some things, and I don't want to come across as somebody who just thinks they're an authority on this subject. I just want to encourage all of us, including me, I need to hear these things, about a walk with the Almighty God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. I've got about 8 points here. The first one is, it is simple. This walk with the Almighty God is simple. It is, it's normal and natural. It's what we were intended as human beings to do. We just have to do it according to God's rules, according to the way He has set it up. And somehow the general perception is that it's complicated and hard and it's burdensome and it's going to be the... No, not at all. It's normal and natural, and it's as simple. It's as normal and natural as literally breathing, walking, talking, listening, sleeping, eating, drinking. It is that basic. Okay. Also, it's so simple that we have to become like children to really see it. And so we can learn a lot from the five-year-old children, approximately that age, who they have unconditional love. They are generally... They express their emotions, right? But they're generally, of course, that's a whole nother teaching. I say that a lot, but we must become like children, and we'll get into that later. But at the same time, we're on the earth, and we're adults, and we have to be serious and all of that. But that's one thing I want to emphasize, the simplicity of it. And you know, sometimes it can be intimidating, this big Bible and all of this teaching and so many churches and religions and denominations and all of this. No, it's simple. And a big factor, too, is it's between you and the Almighty God. That is a glorious revelation that we all need. It is incredible that it's us. Individually, each person with God, we can go directly to Him. No one else involved. It's between us and Him. And in fact, He, in several places in the gospel, Jesus talks about the secret place. And the secret place, of course, is, it's simple. Again, it's God Almighty through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. And in private, you know, this is between every individual person and God. So, that leads us to another main key to a walk with God is the Holy Spirit. And this is a fascinating topic. You know, God the Father is so awesome and powerful and big. We cannot really approach Him. No man can look upon His face and live. Jesus Christ is His Son, and is, again, this leads to the Trinity. They're all three, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They're all one and the same, yet there are three, shall we say, beings in the Trinity, parts of the Trinity, you might say. And the Holy Spirit, it's for us. It's so that God can reach all of us. It's almost everything that God does, there's a need for it, and He does it. So, the Holy Spirit, a great man of God once even said, you know, the Holy Spirit is so gentle and sensitive and special that we know that the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is the unpardonable sin, that if we speak against Him, it's serious. That's how special the Holy Spirit is. And So it God has created this whole, call it this divine, glorious, himself. It's for us, and for it's not just for us, it's just the way it is, and we need to learn about that. We need to be aware of that. And you know, the holy other men of God have said the Holy Spirit is a person, and it's just a tremendous topic. But I've say another way, I do want to at least say this, you know, someone can approach God and know everything about the Bible and know everything about being a quote-unquote a child of God, but if they don't have the Holy Spirit, if they ignore the Holy Spirit, it really is just a mental, natural kind of mental, intellectual relationship with God. You know, they still, I mean, God still, no matter what someone does, God is still right there and ready and available and wants to save them and touch them and bless them and fellowship with them. But we have to do it His way. We have to do it according to His, as I said, His, the way He set it up, His rules and laws and principles and all of that. That leads to the next thing, which is, this is a daily walk and a journey. And we don't get there in one day, or even one year, or even in our lifetime. It's a journey, for a glorious journey for eternity. And it's a daily walk where we, you know, there's a lot of things I'm going to get to just in the next few points. Things like repentance, things like, of course, being sincere and honest and genuine with the Almighty God, being belief and faith and reliance on Him and the Word of God and all of these important, important things, being in fellowship with other believers, all of that is so important. But going back to what I was saying about the daily walk, you know, we need to walk in the light of what's been revealed to us. That's what God will basically require of us. There's a famous verse, to whom much is given, much is required of him who's at, that's a really, again, another topic, but to simply explain that, we need to continue walking in what God has revealed to us, and that's what He's going to require of us, and that's just common sense. That's another thing. A lot of this is common. It's all common sense, every bit of it. And I say it once, I'll say it again. Someone who never has a Bible, who has never heard of the name of Jesus Christ, someone who's in the middle of nowhere, let's say they were any time in the last 2,000 years or the last 6,000 years, whatever, you know, that's a, anyone anywhere in that situation, they can find the Almighty God probably in some ways easier than people who have everything in terms of modern technology, and they have the Bible and every resource available. That person who doesn't have a Bible, who's in the middle of nowhere, they can find God, they can find the Holy Spirit, they can be saved and spend eternity in heaven. And it's just a fact, you know, and really it's simple. God is the great judge. He knows exactly. He's going to judge everyone perfectly. So that's not even our concern, but I'm making a point that, we can find the Almighty God. We don't have to have a Bible or you know, the modern resources and things like that. He's available to everyone. And the common sense aspect of it, there's so much of it that is common sense, and We'll get to that a little later, but that's message one. Thank you. Thank you for listening.